Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Lots of warning flags that went up, though. Probably the most telling one was the drive home, and I didn't realize this till I read the book. The dad had Googled the route home from Idaho all the way back to Pennsylvania, and it's a straight line right across. I think it was I-90, or I-80, whatever, I-90.
One of them, right.
And Brian's like, nope, we're going to dip down to Colorado, and we're going to take this long, circuitous route and add days to our trip, even despite we might have snowstorms and everything else. And the dad's like, at this point, the dad's living with a lot of the guilt because he doesn't think he's been a good dad. And so he's got reps of acquiescing and not wanting to cause a fight. But that was probably one of the big signs in there as well. And then along the route, Brian then says, "Dad, I got to tell you about something." And he's like, "Uh-oh, what is it?" You know, and dad's thing is going to drop the major bomb of something. And it actually happened to be that, you know, he was about to be fired as a teaching assistant, because his students couldn't stand him because he's a harsh grader and they're about to kick him out. So there's a lot of interesting data points. And yeah, the dad did ask the neighbor to, "Hey, can you watch out for my son?" The neighbor invites him to a party, to be nice. And so you have all these data points, as well as Koberger's behavior around girls. They made him feel creepy. So I didn't see anything or read anything yet. Again, I'm only about halfway through, that said, "Oh my gosh, we missed all the signs." No, this is an odd kid with unusual behavior and that had a lot of problems growing up, and the dad's feeling guilty over those things. So he's trying to be a better dad today. Where he's going to go with it. And I've read some of the reviews also on Amazon online for it too. And a lot of people are saying, "Well, it doesn't tell me anything I didn't already know."
Sure. Yeah,
pretty much. But it's a great summary of the case.
Yeah.
For me as a behavior guy, I'm loving it because it tells me backstories and life arcs of everyone involved.
Yeah.
The girls and the boy that were killed, their backstories, their family stories, their history.
Yeah.
And
the more information that you have on all of the characters in this, which are real human beings, obviously, the better you can understand it. The better you can understand the interactions between everybody, why decisions are made this way or that way because of their behavior arcs, their history, all of that. Obviously, there was a lot of weird behavior when Koberger. It was interesting when they got pulled over. That was a weird one. The first thing the dad brings up is the murders to the cop. There's that famous clip where Koberger is like, "Like, what are you saying?" and he's driving a white Elantra coming from there. It was, it was bizarre. And then, of course, we know Koberger back home cleaning the back of the car with bleach, wearing gloves, putting things into Ziploc bags, and then eventually being arrested. There's even been some stories, unconfirmed, that even the sisters had brought up, "How do we know it's not you, Brian?" at Thanksgiving dinner. So there's a lot of interesting thing there. One thing I will note, and I want to get your thoughts on this with the behavior arc, dad really had that guilt. He really wanted to be there for his son. He wanted to be a good dad. They arrested Koberger. They take him back to Moscow. As far as we know, they've never gone back to Moscow. They've never been at his hearings. They've never been at anything. And Koberger's had a lot of hearings, but they never came back with him. You know, they were able to drive out there to pick him up for Thanksgiving. But why is there no family support behind their son?
Oh, sorry. It's my son. So using that deep empathy, reversing, you know, and trying to place myself in that position with those kinds of facts and data, I would feel like a crushing failure.
Yeah.
And I can't face it. I mean, so I literally just think it's not complicated in most of these situations.
I hear you.
I just think he must feel like a crushing failure as a father, and he can't even face it yet. I mean, it's got to be devastating. It's got to be absolutely devastating that you didn't do, in his mind, granted, whether he's guilty or not, he's being accused of it. So in his mind, because it would be my mind, I was supposed to not allow this to happen.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah. I hear you. It's not just, we don't believe that he's innocent, or I can't face up to the fact that my son is sitting in this position, guilty or innocent. I can't face up to it. That's your opinion. And that makes sense. That makes more sense than just, we think he's guilty. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I generally, when it comes to human behavior, I don't try to overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
I really try to keep them really very simple, because usually it's a simple answer makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what would you do? What would you feel? To try your best to put yourself in that horrendous situation. You know, your dad, you know, and you, I know you do a tremendous amount for your daughter, you know, and you know, we do the same thing with my kids. And you know, if they stumble so hard and you weren't there when you thought you needed to be, even though everyone's walking their own path, you know, our role as parents is the number one job in the world to us. And when you, and he, it was to him, he took his job as dad, as I'm reading, and I believe so before that, very, very seriously. And he had a lot of guilt that he didn't do a better job up until this point. And so to be faced with his own failure, not just his son being accused, but his own failure, of your own identity as a human being, that is extremely tough blow. It's, you know, for psychologically. So how someone responds to that, you can only have your own conjecture, you know, so that this is how he's responding to his own view of his own self-worth.
We also don't have mom though. We don't have any of the sisters. Nobody else is there.
I think it's family crushing. I think it's family crushing.
Yeah. I think it speaks some volumes there. And I can't imagine being in that family trying to come to grips with what is very likely a reality here. Obviously, he's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, you look at the facts and go, yeah, I don't know. This doesn't look very good for our son. Fascinating book. If you want to check it out, it is out there right now. Howard Bloom, it's When the Night Comes Falling, A Requiem for the Idaho Student Murders.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.